Chapter 6, Killing at Hand-to-Hand Combat Range. Quote, in modern battle, which is delivered with combatants so far apart, man has come to have a horror of man. He comes to hand-to-hand fighting only to defend his body, or if forced to it. Ardan Tupik, Battle Studies. Hand-to-Hand Combat Range. At hand-to-hand combat range, the instinctive resistance to killing becomes strongest. While some who have studied the subject claim that man is the only higher species that does not have an instinctive resistance to killing his own species, its existence is recognized by almost any high-level karate practitioner. An obvious method of killing an opponent involves a crushing blow to the throat. In movie combat, we often see one individual grab another by the throat and attempt to choke him, and Hollywood heroes give the enemy a good old punch in the jaw. In both instances, a blow to the throat with the hand held in various prescribed shapes would be a vastly superior form of disabling or killing the foe. Yet it is not a natural act. It is a repellent one. The single most effective and mechanically easiest way to inflict significant damage on a human being with one's hand is to punch a thumb through his eye and on into the brain, subsequently stirring the intruding digit around inside the skull, cocking it off towards the side and forcefully pulling the eye and other matter out with the thumb. One karate practitioner trained his high-level students in this killing technique by having them practice punching their thumbs into oranges, held or taped over the eye socket of an opponent. As we will observe when we study the process by which the U.S. Army raised its firing rates from 15% to 20% in World War II to 90% to 95% in Vietnam, this procedure of precisely rehearsing and mimicking a killing action is an excellent way of ensuring that the individual is capable of performing the act in combat. In the case of the orange held over the victim's eye, the process is made even more realistic by having the victim scream, twitch, and jerk as the killer punches his thumb to the hilt into the orange and then rips it back out. Few individuals can walk away from their first such rehearsal without being badly shaken and disturbed by the action they have just mimicked. The fact that they are overcoming some form of natural resistance is obvious. Tracy Arnold, an actress in a movie rated X for violence. Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer, passed out twice during the filming of a scene in which her character was portrayed as stabbing a man in the eye with a rat-tail comb. This is a professional actress. She can portray killing, lying, and sex on the screen with relative ease. But even the pretense of stabbing someone in the eye seems to have touched a resistance so powerful and deep-seated that her body and emotions, the tools of the professional actress, literally refused to cooperate. In fact, I cannot find any references to anyone in the history of human combat ever having used this simple technique. Indeed, it is almost too painful to think of it. Man has a tremendous resistance to killing effectively with his bare hands. When man first picked up a club or a rock and killed his fellow man, he gained more than mechanical energy and mechanical leverage. He also gained psychological energy and psychological leverage that was every bit as necessary in the killing process. In some distant part of man's past, he acquired this ability. Two major religious works, the Bible and the Torah, both speak of partaking of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And one of its first uses was Cain's overcoming his instinctive resistance in order to kill his brother Abel. He probably did so not with his bare hands, but with an application of mechanical and psychological leverage not available to any other creature on the face of the earth.